WA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Pope Francis called for courage in the face of the coronavirus pandemic Sunday as he delivered Palm Sunday Mass by live stream instead of before crowds in St. Peter's Square. The Vatican is abandoning centuries of tradition and refraining from public celebrations of the official start of the Catholic world's Holy Week. Palm Sunday marks the arrival of Jesus in Jerusalem before his crucifixion. Easter Sunday on April 12th celebrates his resurrection from the dead. But many of the world's 1.3 billion Catholics are observing the sacred days under home confinement, just like the 83-year-old pontiff himself. Vatican City has been closed to tourists for nearly a month as part of global efforts to stop the spread of the disease. Global deaths from the COVID-19 pandemic stand at more than 65,000 people worldwide. There are more than 1.2 million confirmed cases across the globe since the virus first emerged in China in December. Roughly 25% of the world's confirmed COVID-19 cases have been reported in the United States. That's according to Johns Hopkins University figures on Sunday. U.S. President Donald Trump warned Americans that there's going to be a lot of death in the next 2 weeks. The death toll in the United States has surpassed 8,400. One of the latest famous victims of coronavirus, Mahmoud Jibril, the former head of the Libyan rebel government that overthrew dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. He died Sunday of the coronavirus, according to his political party. Jibril was 68. He died in Cairo, where he had been hospitalized for 2 weeks. The secretary of the Alliance for National Forces Party, Alliance of National Forces Party, founded by Jibril in 2012, made the announcement. You can find more on this and other stories on our website, voanews.com. We have a downloadable app. You're listening to VOA News. Most of the U.S. deaths continue to be in the hard-hit state of New York at more than 4,100 dead, rather. Now a hospital has been set up in New York City's famous Central Park. Samaritan's Purse, an international Christian relief organization, deployed its emergency field hospital and disaster response specialists to the city, including doctors, nurses, lab technicians, and other support staff. Health experts say New York might be around a week away from the apex of its crisis. New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo says the Chinese government is facilitating a shipment of 1,000 donated ventilators to his state. The move highlights the extreme measures state leaders are taking as they try to independently secure enough of the life-saving devices. Cuomo says the U.S. government's stockpile of medical supplies will fall short. Cuomo is reported to be considering allowing medical students in that state who have not yet graduated to join the fight to save lives. Despite Chinese cases dwindling, Beijing has urged factories to increase production of medical supplies as the pandemic continues to rage with protective equipment at a shortage. China has exported 3.86 billion masks, more than 37 million pieces of protective clothing, 16,000 ventilators, and 2.84 million COVID-19 testing kits, all since March the 1st. That's according to a top Chinese customs official. Orders have gone to more than 50 countries. However, numerous nations have complained about substandard or faulty medical products shipped from China. China says media reports on faulty medical equipment are overblown. Government researchers in Australia have started animal tests of two potential COVID-19 vaccines. One is made by Oxford University, the other by Inovio Pharmaceuticals in the United States. However, experts caution even if they prove successful, manufacturers will be unlikely to mass produce a vaccine until next year. The World Health Organization has said they can be tested on animals, which is a fundamental step in the search for a COVID-19 vaccine. The potential vaccines are being tested on ferrets, which contract the coronavirus the same way people do. There's a global push to find an effective treatment for the new coronavirus, and international collaboration is at a high. At least 20 vaccines are being developed around the world. However, experts believe despite the progress, a vaccine will probably not be available until later in 2021 because of the time it takes for new treatments to meet international standards. And a dam that authorities in Rwanda say could contain about 30,000 bodies has been discovered more than a quarter century after the country's genocide, in which 800,000 people were killed. The discovery is deemed extremely significant. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton.